Green, I shot it!
That's rookie quarterback Blake Bortles mic'd up for our Jaguars.com cameras in his first NFL action here at Everbank Field, a 16-10 Jaguars victory. Look for more with Blake mic'd up on Jaguars.com in the days to come. Now, Bortles was certainly a big part of the story here at Everbank Field on Friday night, but he wasn't the only story. In fact, early on, it was all about the defense. Cindric Marks and Chris Clemens, Ryan Davis got a lot of pressure on quarterback Josh McCown, stripped him, sacked him, took the ball away from him, and then forced errant throws like this one that was ended up picked up by Winston Guy. Guy then took it back, weaving his way to the sidelines, got a great block from Telvin Smith, and gave the Jaguars a 7-0 lead. Bortles will grab his share of the headlines. In fact, he'll be the story. The rookie quarterback went 7 of 11 passing this evening, and of the 4 incompletions, 3 were drops. And he was poised and comfortable in the pocket. After a penalty negated a short gain and made it 3rd and long, he hit his back foot and found Allen Hurns over the middle. Knifed the ball in there for a 31-yard completion, which gave the Jaguars a chance to go ahead with a field goal. He was cool under fire and looked like a poised young man.
You know, there was there's some good stuff, some bad stuff, some things that I got to work on. So, I mean, that's what I'll continue to do. You know, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. So, you know, there was some good reads, some bad reads, some good footwork, some bad footwork. So stuff I'll continue to work on.
We have a starting point. We have a bar. And now the challenge is to raise the bar. And actually, that was the message we used in the first half. Okay, we have a starting point. Here's where we're at. Now let's see in the second half, can we improve? And I thought there was really good improvement.
We've been doing a really good job against our defense, especially in the run game and, you know, getting established. But, you know, the snaps are just a fluke thing. Haven't had any in the practices at all. So, you know, we'll just reevaluate and get better from what we saw in the film.
Nobody knows the limitations that this group have, you know, and nobody knows the heights that we can get. So our thing is to go out and play together as a group. Once we start getting that understanding of everything, I think this group can go real, real high.
A couple of game notes to share with you. Storm Johnson took second-team reps tonight. That surprised a lot of folks because he hadn't been working with the second team on the practice field consistently. That had been Jordan Todman and Denard Robinson. Speaking of Robinson, he scored his first touchdown as a Jaguar this evening on a 23-yard scamper, looking for the guy that doesn't tie his laces, and Denard showed up big time tonight. And finally, the Jaguars had no significant injuries to report. There will be some bruises and some bumps and some banged-up guys, but for the most part, the Jaguars finished their first preseason game in good shape. Be sure to check out all of our post-game interviews on Jaguars.com. Next up for the Jaguars, a return to the practice field. They'll walk through on Saturday afternoon, have a short week with practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then off to Chicago for a Thursday night road game against the Bears. Thanks for joining us on the Jaguars post-game report. I'm Brian Sexton.